Blog Talk Radio.
A little more volume.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Woody hoo!
Thank you, everybody. Glad to have you.
Thank you very much.
All smooshed into our little, very small studio.
It is what it is.
Yeah, very small. We make it homey. But it's really just a crack. Anyway, welcome to all who are listening on Blog Talk Radio. We hope that you'll jump in, give us a call. We have very few subjects we can't cover. We've got even a question concerning your pets. All right. And that was astonishing to me. Yes, we got the
international shout out to Foco from South Africa.
Welcome to the show.
Hello,
it's late for you. So,
well, it's early in the morning, I believe. I don't know. No, you're right.
Oh,
it is
my
late.
Goodness. You are.
I don't believe she's been here before.
I don't think she has.
I don't believe. Welcome. All right. I'm sorry. Back to you, Deb.
What a pretty lady.
Yeah, the reading.
I forgot where we were.
She asked a question about reading. You didn't really get into anything.
No,
we're just starting. Yeah. Well, I'll talk about how you get readings.
What you are is watching us live on Facebook,
yes.
Psychic Love Doctor show page. So you can come join us if you'd like to, you know, see us in action.
Well, we have people that are watching us and then they call in through Blog Talk. So that way they kind of get the best of both worlds.
So let's make the distinction right now that I'm only using ordinary play cards, the kind you would play solitaire with, or yeah, we could sit down and play a game of poker.
Or whatever card, typical, you know.
Yeah.
Pinochle's the weird one, but all the other ones, you can play standard cards.
And I think Bridge has its own cards, don't
no,
they?
No,
are they?
Yeah, Bridge size are just skinny.
I just want everybody to know, it's not Oracle, not Angel, any of the other, and I'll tell you, they're wonderful systems out there, but I have only focused on personal prophecy all these many years. And the reason for that is, quite honestly, I didn't want any other philosophy to like infiltrate this method. Wanted to keep it as pure as I could. My grandmother gave me the fundamentals. I took and built onto them. In the end, I was able to produce a book in 2008 that was published in old books over in England.
Like orgasm books?
No. They're more like a spiritual book.
I'm just curious about the O, what it stood for. But anyway, back to your...
Just letting everybody know that, I've been a good long while. So I've seen miracles occur as a result of these readings. So I look forward to giving all of you readings as we am on this hour. I'm
going
to hand this over to you now. Bagans.
Yeah, I have another international shout out to give. Mike from UK.
Hey, Mike, good to have you with us.
Who is not a new. And also, since I just said that, that goes for anybody. If we have any international folks, whether you dial in, because we get a lot of Canadian folks that will call us on Blog Talk, or
can
if you're
consider
a,
you
international. They're
to get a shout out.
They're the same but different, but technically you deserve a shout out because you are another, regardless of us sharing the same land. So anyway. Like Facebook, let me know. I'll try to work in a shout out. I might not get it right away. Get disappointed if I don't immediately give you a shout out. If Deb's busy doing it, I've got to wait for a break.
Yeah, he doesn't like to, and it's good. He doesn't like to interrupt the readings.
Yeah. I do try to let her know that I need a pause break somewhere in there. I don't want to smid spoken. All right.
Speaking Jiminese now. That's his own personal language.
Okay. Well, let's talk important stuff.
Okay.
communications. The number one way to call in, this is through Blog Talk Radio, 515-602-9676. Call in anytime. We have folks that call in 5-10 minutes before the show even starts, which is fine. Go into a queue, and you will now, you'll go into a queue when you call. It'll tell you some instructions. You're going on hold, standby, and all that. You'll hear the show, and you're in the queue. We keep track of you. We see every single caller on here. You've gotten. We make sure we do them in the right order. That's all we do here.
If you do fall out.
Yep. Call back. Disconnected call back. It happens. You know, cell phones just drop, especially if you're driving or something. But sometimes they just drop because they feel like dropping, you know. Method number two to get a hold of us. That would be using your Facebook Messenger for the folks that are on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, you can probably have Facebook. You open it up, but you have Deborah Lee. And then you can Messenger Deborah Lee, Messenger the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
This would be the Facebook portal, where if you're using Messenger, and we've had a lot of new people ask for to be friends. So this would come through. Audio is fine if you want to use video. What did you say it does? It sucks up the...
I mean, obviously there's more data transfer going with video. And 1 out of 100, maybe 1 out of 50. Maybe that's too big. 1 out of 50, sometimes there's... Because if somebody's having a data transfer issue somewhere, then it goes down. You can 90% of the time go to video and be fine. If not, we'll just tell you in the audio and call it back. So.
And I keep it turned toward me.
And some people
so
don't
have to worry about yourself being exposed globally.
But yeah, you can. Some people just don't want to do video, period. Yeah. That's fine. That's your call. Make the call. All right. And the last way to get to read be through the Facebook Live folks that for whatever reason, maybe they're not friends with Deborah Lee yet. You can't call us and you can't mess. We get gaps and Mondays are kind of if other shows we do end up getting a good moment to turn to the Facebook Live folks. Let you folks know that you can type in your question and we'll take it then. Only then don't type it early.
Let's address what Mike just wrote before.
You got to figure that out.
Am I still your friend on Facebook, Mike? You said I've dropped off your Facebook page.
I just don't know what that means.
So. I don't know what's going on with Facebook.
I don't know that we should troubleshoot this too much
now. No, he could send me a friend request.
Well, he shouldn't. I mean, he should be able to look at
his
look at his friend list and see if you're on there.
Okay. Yeah, look, check and see.
Messenger folks and the folks that type questions, do not do this until we ask. Do not do it because we don't have an automatic holding queue system on Facebook. If you messenger us and we're not ready, we're going to go, not now. They're not going to get punished or anything, but you got to just wait till we ask. That's all. And same with you folks that are here on Facebook. When we turn to you eventually for questions, don't type them now. I'm not going to save your questions. I'll wait till we actually turn to you folks and ask. Okay. We have I don't recognize that name, but.
How do we say it? Jay?
I think it's Jalen.
Oh,
from Mississippi.
Nice. And she's from Atlanta.
Georgia from Mississippi originally.
Oh, okay.
She's a Southern Belle. Okay. All right. I think we've gone over the communication things. Cell phones, one quick thing about that. Please, when we're actually doing your reading, speakerphone, don't be on Bluetooth. If there's a situation where you have to be, we can't guarantee that it's going to work out because it gets choppy by the time it comes out of our speakers and internet and whatnot. That's the only thing. Stop your multitasking. As soon as I know you can multitask, I always do when I'm off hold. Find a place to chill, sit down, relax. Background noises, it can really, on our end, be really worse than it sounds on your end. So those are things.
Now, if you have a crying child or a barking dog, we don't expect you to try and somehow hold.
No, you put the dog in the crib and the child in the kennel. So the crate, very simple. And always crate train your children. And always crate train your children. Okay.
All right.
I think the time has come.
Yes.
We take.
Let's rage into reading.
Caller number uno. And caller, probably, you can turn down any background stuff right now. You are live. 651 Minnesota, 651.
Well, Minnesota, welcome to the show. And I bet we know who this is.
Yeah, it's Christiana. Hi.
Hello, darling. How are you?
First caller.
Yes.
I'm good. I'm at the beach right now, so if it's too noisy, then I'll just call back another time.
What beach are you at?
It's the White Bear Lake Beach.
Oh, White Bear? Okay, and it's really nice. It's not beautiful weather.
It's windy. The water's a little chilly, but it's still nice.
It is early in this. I mean, I know it's June, but depending on what lake you go to, for the folks that have ever been to Minnesota, that water can still be cold yet. It all depends.
And it's considered the land of 10,000 lakes, but I don't know if there really are.
Actually, if you look up on the internet, there's actually more.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's why it's all
there probably is more.
Yeah, true.
There's a land of mosquitoes because of all that damn water.
It's probably too much information.
Oh, yeah, I diverted.
Okay, tell us, Christiana, what brings you to the show tonight?
I was just interested. I'm not sure if I've asked this before, but I did recently start a new coven, and I was just wondering how you see that going and if it's going to be like a positive experience. Okay.
Now, can members join your coven who are not in your location?
It depends. There are certain criteria that has to be met, but it's a Hecate coven. So that's the goddess that we focus on. And it just depends. It's for women.
Yes.
So.
Now, if somebody, say, from the UK, which she obviously can't come to Minnesota, you know, on a regular basis, would they be able to Zoom with you or use video?
Or platform.
Okay, that's, well, while I'm looking at your card, why don't you give a little information, kind of as a little, like a little bit of a commercial.
Yeah, take a 15, 20 seconds to tell us a little bit more real quick, if you could, like, if you had a 20-second commercial, go now.
Okay, like I said, it's a Hecate coven for the goddess Hecate. She's a goddess of the crossroads, a goddess of the craft, and holds the keys to the cosmos. She also has like a motherly energy. And the coven will consist of at least 3 members, maybe even 4, and will perform magic and rituals in a circle. So that's going to be the main focus.
What would your activity be, Christiana?
We haven't figured out exactly.
So they're very new.
But I'm sure we'll incorporate like candle magic and herbs and stuff like that for ourselves and stuff like that.
Okay, now how would anybody get a hold
of you? How would somebody get in contact with you?
I'm on Facebook under Christiana LaDucer.
Say that again slower, I'm sorry. Christiana, yeah,
I'm
spell the last name.
The last name is LaDucer.
And Christiana spelled real quick because there's a million ways to spell that.
Christiana. I know it's kind of a long name, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think
when you get long names and stuff like that, when you actually have to search, you get less hits. It helps.
And anybody can get a hold of you, pass you along.
Yeah. If nothing else, we can work on this.
Yeah, I love to see innovations and people. You know, I'm sure that having a coven of this type is likely ancient. I'm sure you go back to its origins, but I think it's awesome, and I'm very open to these kinds of things. So now I'm going to give you your reading, all right, Christiana?
Yep, stand by for the reading.
Okay, now regarding the group, these cards are giving you some good tips. Yes, you develop a good following. It's going to be slow going. The more information that you actually put out, your cards say, will help people to know more about it. There's so many misconceptions out there. You know, people, they don't take like what they hear as a rumor and they just believe it.
Well, that's the world we live in now.
Yeah, and it's what they do about what I do too.
And everything else going on in the world today.
You can also on Facebook set up an event. You don't have to charge anything for it, but that would be for those.
Yeah. You can create your own room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did that one time. Just it worked.
Your cards say, do not hold on to any members that are there to challenge you.
Oh, yeah, you got to stand strong.
They would divide your group. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want anybody, two things. You don't want anybody to challenge you, and you don't want somebody to try to take it over. This is yours.
Oh, and that happens a lot.
You're going to get people that think, I know more than they do, and I'm going to take this over. You got to let them, I got this. And you've got to know your place, and if you got to go.
Yeah, that's true. So you're going to have to be a strong leader.
And sometimes you're going to get the people that think they're narcissists, their knowledge, and then, well, I'm the smart person here. I should be doing this. Well, you know what? Get your shit. Get the hell out of here. All right?
Okay. Also, I'm hearing for you that you are undertaking really good, let's say, revenue streams as far as income coming for you. The card just said to develop those that are, what do they call it? Passive revenue streams. Like, just as a quick example, here, click here, $4.95, and you'll receive my, say,
And these are total examples, dollar values, and in other words, little things where people can click. They don't have to actually interact with you 24/7 to make the money.
And they're saying having passive revenue streams. Well, first of all, develop a email. You know, we all have to think about marketing.
That's the name of the game.
If we lived in a society where we didn't have bills, you know, all that kind of stuff, it'd be different. You're right.
And the thing is, you have to, it's self-worth. Your time has to be worth something, even though you maybe like to be charitable and you like to help people. But, you know, you're giving up your life, your time of your life. It's got to count for something monetary.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I do.
I agree too.
Eventually, honey, it's going to grow into something very profitable for you. And you and I both know nobody deserves it more than you do. And you bring in your art. I mean, you have a multifaceted business opportunity
and you'll just
for
have
you.
To through it.
Right. So I really think it'll, like Jim and I are saying, hold on to the reins.
Oh, don't.
Don't let anybody upstage you.
Yeah, don't, because it's guaranteed that somebody's going to come along. At least one person might happen a lot, or going to come along and try to just, like, push you to the side and take things over.
And sexist, and I'm really not, but sometimes something all for women only can be iffy. You know, you get a couple of personalities
was it
in there.
Women only? I didn't know.
As you said, for women only.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. We've seen guys do it on our end for your stuff,
true.
Remember? But so, I know what she's saying.
You know, set up rules and guidelines.
Sure.
A lot of people that have these private groups, that would be another thing I saw it said, try to take your group to the mainstream, you know, where they can join, but they get permission to join.
Depending on the platform you're using, that could be a link. It could be a password. It depends on what software you're using.
But it looks real good. Very good.
So march on forward.
Yep, you go and get out there and make it happen.
Keep on, keep on.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for the reading.
And
yes,
thank you for being
welcome.
Patient. She called in extra early to make sure she would be first.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling us.
All right, bye. We shall speak again. Okie dokie. let's go back and everybody.
Yeah.
Well, another thing we want to give a internet shout out to Ellison from the UK.
Ellison!
Another big member of our British invasion that we covet. We love that.
Folks are having a jubilee, I guess.
I know nothing. She keeps up on this stuff.
70 years of rain. Wow. You know.
She's basically never going to die.
She's
not that I'm wishing,
we're not making fun of her at
and
all.
And I'm not wishing ill will. I'm just, it's pretty amazing is all I'm saying. It's like, damn. That's she's alive and kicking and doing well. I guess they have good DNA. Yep. You know, and, you know, it's, if you look at different family histories and trees, unfortunately, DNA plays a big part.
Wow. I have read up on some of the etiquette and rules and protocols. You know, it's not like you just sit down with the queen to dinner. There's a lot of stuff that happens. When she's done eating, you're done eating. You know, things like that. You don't just get up and leave. But
he's obviously a funny guy.
You know, funny, Mike.
Mike, yeah.
Mike is asking me, do I feel bad for Amber?
Do you feel bad? Yeah, I think he's kind of probably being a little funny guy. Cause
you think so?
I don't know anybody that does. No, I'm not saying people don't. And nobody I know does.
I just think she went about this in a totally wrong way. And I read that essay the night before the verdict. I'll tell you, I didn't see anything to me in there that indicated anything about Johnny Depp.
You know, she was starting off on her own career and stuff. She should have just kept her mouth shut and just worried about her heart ways.
She's a poster. And
he had a toxic thing with somebody. Ways, just let it go. Mm-hmm. Don't start stirring the pot, as you know. But you know what? You paid $8 million price, but you know
what is it for
net,
her?
Net, right? It was 10, and then Johnny had
she
two.
She doesn't apparently have $5 American in her pocket.
Well, that's what her lawyer says. Well, that, I can tell you what, that lawyer didn't work for free.
I don't feel sad for her, but I feel embarrassed for her. Because I really think that she tried to turn into some kind of show, and it turned into a circus.
Well, I bet she learned her little lesson. She can recover from it, but she might be able to. And well, then you know what? Then you made your own bed, bitch, lie in it.
And he, well, I would, okay. Well, he's very strong. Jim is very strong and very candid.
It's not. There's no up here. I don't sugarcoat squat. Anyway, go ahead, Deb.
Yeah. Say that Johnny has been very philosophical. He's over there. He's on the other side of the pond.
He's where he is right now. He's doing stuff to it.
He has said the jury gave his to him.
He's doing his thing.
All right, enough said. I really think, though, that it's the way it should go, I feel.
Well, our folks in the UK are interested, so it's, and they brought it up and we addressed it. All right, and right
I
now.
I just hope people. An epiphany from this. Hold on there, Jim. And gets his order. This is a God-given chance to clean up his act. Get away from the, you know, if drugs were great, we'd all be on them. We'd all be, they'd be in the drinking water. You know what I mean? And get off the alcohol. It does him no good and just makes him look like a laughing stock.
Some people professionally just have to have it. It's like, that's how they function, you know what I'm saying?
And what did you say? You hope he doesn't get involved with another crazy girl? You said something to that effect.
See, I mean, well, that's obvious. You know, I mean, people that are, like, out there to themselves, and sometimes they get attracted to other people that are out there. He chose poorly, you know?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It's over with for now.
Thanks for asking.
Yes, indeed. All right. Let's remind everyone. The number to call in on Blog Talk Radio is 515-602-976. For the Messenger folks, don't Messenger us.
No, I can go in there, and there's Mike, and I can...
Okay, so you must not have?
I'm not sure.
We did now, again, just a sip, so...
This other one, I think, may be a scammer.
Yeah, delete. So, Mike, she just... This second, she thought she did it on her computer, but she went on her Facebook portal, just another platform, and confirmed a friend request. So you'll have to see. I don't know. Who knows how long that will take? You know, who knows?
True.
All right. So that's the number. The lines are open. Messenger folks, you will message Deborah Lee. We will take the first of either of those right now, our Facebook Messenger. And then after a little bit, I will turn to the folks, Ida, and they can type their questions. So we stand. The old Jaws. Okie dokie pokey. All right. And now I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to announce this, though.
Oh, he said he wasn't kidding. He really wanted to know. And thanks for asking. People have been very vocal. about this whole thing.
All right, we have a messenger call now.
Hello there, Allison. There. Are you with us, Allison? Huh. Hello. Maybe I'll have to try to call right back. Picking up any sound from her.
Yeah, we can't hear you. And she has her volume about 90%.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens.
I could try calling her.
Mike said, yeah, he got it this time, so it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get across.
I don't know where she went. Oh.
Right there. You just say call back. See what happens. Now, you want the video, but you can answer on audio.
Isn't this awesome? We can call in the world like this.
Gotta love the internet. Maybe there's some issues going on right now.
Yeah.
There's another continent. And somewhere in between, there could be something going. Hey. Yeah.
All right.
Well, we'll eat that right for the now, and we'll see who gets a hold of us. Let me go check. The phone lines are empty. And I will right now say to the Facebook folks, type your question now. I just typed it in here because it's delay. Facebook Live folks, we had a few of them. Call us one way or the other. Type the question in now. We shall take the first one.
Mike called me Debs. You know, I've been called that since I was a kid. Yeah,
all right, we're going to try Allison again. Keep your finger.
Hello there. Oh, there you are.
Success.
Oh, hello.
Hello to you.
We have our success. All right. Nobody
yeah.
call.
Good to see you. What brings you to the show? What can we do for you with the cards? What would you like to know?
Anything at all now. Anything.
Okay. Have you started your job yet at the other?
I did on Monday.
Monday.
I did on Monday.
Yeah, Monday. That's right. It's been a few days then.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad.
My ex walked past and saw me.
No,
we had a few was going to, remember.
It's a matter of time, probably, but that was pretty quick.
And then on Wednesday, I was in work Wednesday, and he came in.
And
I've been in work today, and he's been in again.
Oh, so he's kind of scoping things out, I think. Did he say anything to you?
I can't tell, but he didn't really say much.
Okay. Well, I think he's letting his presence be known to you.
Yep.
He's hovering. Get the cards here.
Well, that might be a good thing to look at then.
Would you ever like to get together with him?
Not really.
Not really, but you're not totally like, oh my God, no. So,
I'm not saying that. I've seen him now yesterday and today. I look at him and I'm thinking, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you can only do what your gut says to do. And if you're not really feeling it, then you're
I saw a really good meme not too long ago. It really resonated that you think somebody is so special when you're in love with them. And when you don't have that same in love feeling, you look rather ordinary. Anybody else?
The old cliche phrase or whatever you want to call it, love is blind. There's a reason that is out there because it is blind, right?
Yes, that's very true.
It blinds you from a lot of things and Facebook just did. To me, so I'll be back for the viewers.
No. Oh, you did?
Okay. Still watching. I'm just not there with them right now until I get back in.
The issues before in your relationship go right back to that same place.
So
him.
Some things haven't changed then?
No, he has.
Okay, well,
things
you know.
Things with him have not changed.
That's what you don't know.
And that's a good thing to know.
It is a good thing for her to know.
You know, trying to restart a relationship could be on a different level.
Yeah, you would hope maybe somebody's changed, but some people don't. That's
no,
life.
I think you'd be finding as the saying goes, a leper never changes.
Hopefully it would be on a different yeah.
Sorry about that. I had to go back in and do my thing. Yeah, the leper never changes spots.
Yeah.
Well, remember what he said? A leper is mad to his spot.
I didn't hear that.
Yes, say it again.
Leopard, what?
He said last time, I'm having to be spot.
Married and married to a spouse, exactly. Yeah, same thing. Yep. It is true. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
it,
oh God, I completely said that.
Yes, indeed, and you know it is. Well, it, rule out there, there are exceptions, but for the most part, it. And once in a while,
yes.
People will surprise
people
you.
People are capable.
Sometimes people will surprise you.
But
yes.
Yeah, a lot of times.
You do, and you should, for your own benefit, assume the worst unless.
It's possessive in nature.
You're too
like a man that would be very restricting. You know.
Right.
To like you. He owns you. And.
Yeah, nobody wants. Most people don't. I can't say everybody, but yeah.
That's what we
have. Yeah, we'll see.
There you go. Yeah, well, and it sounds like that's what Deb was saying in the cards.
I'm saying that would go right back.
So you trust in your gut, like you said, I'm not really interested, and you're probably right.
And I feel I'm very depressed as a result.
Okay.
If you were back.
So just let it go.
He's lovable in many ways, but he's also unlovable, too. Yeah.
He was very, very lovable.
Look, you got the pop.
I've never met a guy as so loving as him.
Hang on, because you got some others coming at you.
Uh-oh, she sees men.
Oh, look at this. She's only got... This is around...
It's raining men.
You... Your social life is going to accelerate. July and August, for sure. And that's when we see it like this. It means moving through crowds of people, getting to know new people. And that's the only female in your life. The rest are all males. You seem to have good relationships and in general, like a spread.
Yes.
Yeah, you see that about her. She's very congenial that way. You have one under... through that he would like so much to, and he may not have entered your life yet, but I have a feeling he's seen you, and you maybe have not noticed him. He's trying to approach you to, it must be, maybe the guys will tell us sometime, it's got to be hard for him to come up, you know, like a cold call on somebody, get to know them a little, and then say, would you like to offer or, you know, go have a beer or something like that. Afraid of the rejection. But maybe men get... This is a guy that would love to do something, and it's very likely he's in the new... or working.
Mm.
Okay.
And it's a new job, so it might be hard to figure
out. Watch and see if there's one that always says hello to you, always asks you, how are you? Or maybe says a joke in passing to you. You'll know about which one it is.
Is this a Monday through Friday type of jobs, or is it? Okay, all right. That sometimes you get exposed to different people on different shifts.
True.
So that could be cool. You might not have never seen this person yet in theory, because you only work.
Okay. May not have met him, but
may
I feel
not even have crossed paths.
Very close around where you work. Yeah.
There's only one man. He's a manager.
Doesn't mean he couldn't have, you know.
Or maybe the person hasn't been hired yet, too, right?
Be a little sweet on you. True. It could be somebody
that
who
has
hasn't
to be hired.
Been
could
hired
have,
yet.
You know how that business is. People come and go and that type of stuff. And it might be somebody who's not working.
There's another one that you're going to meet on the Internet.
No.
But it looks very, very nice. He's not a scammer.
Yeah, you just be very careful, though.
Yeah.
Nobody has to nowadays.
Okay.
Okay.
All in all, I do not see now what I saw before.
Your living situation.
Yeah, your apartment building. It has
out
of
was
the
out
car.
There has passed, something changed, and it is no longer on your radar scope.
You said there was a drunk guy who deserved being
underneath me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that. I think that he's very...
Reckless, probably. Careless.
Reckless, not careful. And does he smoke at all?
Well, Well, when you told me that on that night, next day, when I went downstairs, the alarm was going off.
Smoke alarm?
The fire alarm.
Really? Okay. And then what ultimately became of that?
He was doing something in his flat.
Oh, I got you. So you don't know, but he did something that set it off. Yeah. Well, we've done
well,
that here too.
Good riddance to bad riddance. He needs to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's an apartment.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a slow progress, but it is definitely going.
Well,
you see, it's not so much as him. He has a drug girlfriend coming in.
Oh, drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, girlfriend's got issues.
Yeah.
So, yep. Well,
do they fight arguments?
Yes. Oh, yes. Really loud.
And just keep your fingers crossed and...
He'll be gone before you...
Pop a bottle of champagne when he's finally officially gone.
I would. I'd have a drink.
Yeah, you and the residents go out there and have a toast when he's gone.
They're going to serve him with cold harder to get him out.
Sometimes they got to go through the whole thing ringer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Here, when you get evicted on an unlawful detainer, they call it...
Yeah, it's a different
where the landlord goes to court. And then you have 5 days, they'll put your things right out in the street.
Yeah, there's a certain coming around town and see that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh,
I believe, was the problem in your car. And then for the next day, for you to hear that smoke alarm going, I'd have been
I know. I did. Yeah. And then it was later on in the day after. It's been like that all day.
Wonder what he's doing in there,
I don't.
At least that's past.
Everybody, cards surprise me, too, a lot of the time. I mean, you'd think after 30 years I'd be used to it, but no. It blows my mind. So
what my ex is thinking when he comes in to see me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say the first part again. Yeah.
I said, I wonder what he's thinking.
He wants to get your attention, but he wants you to make the first move. And when he finds out that you're not going... Now, are you like a cashier? Do you help people with purchases? Or I'm just wondering.
Yes, yes. Oh,
so he could come through your lane, your line, right? I think that's what he will do. He's just casing the place.
He's trying to get a feeler of what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what
yesterday and today, I've actually acted in.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I've been at the supplies and going, hi, you're okay.
That's the right thing to do. Yep. Keep
and
it.
My name is going, I'm going.
Yep.
See you.
Yep. Have a good one. Yep.
That's good.
Yep. Take care. Yep.
Good customer service.
And that's what you should do. Her business,
she's
right?
Just doing her job.
Yep, doing my job. Hey, cool. How are you doing? Everything you need, and have a good one.
He won't stop there. He's gonna approach you. Yeah.
You just keep doing.
Yesterday, I approached like that yesterday, and I said to him, "Okay, so he went through." And then today, when I said, "Okay, thank you, bye," and he went,
"Gracias."
Is he Spanish or what's?
He's been learning Spanish.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know what? That's not a hard word to learn, first of all.
Right. Spanish I know would be to curse at him, and I don't think he's doing
it. I know cerveza.
That's a beer.
Yeah, well, I know that one. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't want to be talking Spanish. I'm just doing
the
job and
be
nice.
That's right.
That's what you're supposed to do. Be nice, cordial, and then move on to the next customer.
Well, Allison, it's wonderful to talk to you. And gosh, she's beautiful. Beautiful girl.
And she hangs with us a lot.
Yeah. I bet you come to the show so often.
Part of our British invasion that we love.
It is. We love that. So, it's probably getting you to sleep, isn't it?
It's going on one here in 20 minutes, right?
Yeah. I'll be going to sleep shortly.
All right, we'll have a sweet drink.
I need to unwind.
Yeah. Oh, I know that feeling.
We'll be here again on our Friday show.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow.
And probably a 99% chance on Saturday, but definitely tomorrow.
Yeah. Call us again.
Yeah.
If you're
able. Be available if you can.
All right, darling. Take care. Sleep well.
Nighty-night.
And have a good weekend. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there it is. She's adorable.
Oh, yeah. We have still 8 left. We have a caller.
Yeah.
We haven't forgotten about you. They're on hold. I hope the messenger thinks they can know. Your callers are our first priority. We're in the middle of another reading. We got to finish it up, and we'll go back to you. And speaking of which, I still want to give that number up, because we have a lot of show left. And our shows are overflow from News of the Soul. News of the Soul has an exact time they have, because they have shows 24/7, so they have a point. We don't. If we get near the end of the show and we have a call, we're going to, so they get their reading.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
We have that flexibility. On Monday, that newsforthesoul.com is Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
But, we're jamming the whole
time. Oh, and she's booked. She has one show after another. She can't extend it, because there's another show waiting.
Check out that website. There are so many shows and so much metaphysically and spiritually.
It is pretty good variety. You can look at her, you go to her website or even on the Blog Talk, you can see the list and when the shows are scheduled. And there's a good variety. There's something for everybody.
Oh, yeah, there is.
If you're here for this show, there's something there for you too.
Some big names like Deepak Chopra.
That sounds like to me like a rapper.
I don't think he's gotten into the rapping game yet.
I mean, it's a really kick-ass cool name. It sounds really badass. But anyway.
Yeah, it does.
It is what it is. All right, I want to get the information out because we have a lot of show left. 515-602-9676. And you can Skype in. We have folks that Skype in every using the phone number. That's fine. You do what you got to do. When we ask, because we have a caller, we're getting ready. We will turn to the messenger folks like we just did with Allison in the UK. Messenger Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with her. And last but not least, when those things are empty, we will go to the Facebook Live folks that can't do either. The question when we ask. But first, let's go to our caller waiting for a little bit. We are going to our caller, which is area 407, which is in the great state of Florida. 407, welcome to the show.
Hi there. What's your first name, please?
Sunshine.
Hello. Hello, Sunshine.
Are you here, Sunshine?
Can you hear me?
Yes. The line was cutting in and out, but I hear you guys just fine.
I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Many moons.
I know.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you. So tell us what's going on and what brings you to the show.
Well, I'm helping out with this campaign, and I have a client that's going up for a U.S. Congress position.
Nice.
And
okay.
I would just like to know, yes, it's a big position, how is she going to do?
Okay. And this, are you helping what you said with the campaign?
Yes, completely.
This can be an awesome way to tweak that campaign if necessary. So, yes, I can look into it.
Take a look. And you know what? Another thing we got to tell people, because we have people that know this because I've been for years that are watching, and some that don't, is like there is not a question that you can't. I know it says psychically love doctor, but it doesn't have to be about love. As you've seen, it's about work. It can be about real estate. It can be love. It could be friendships. It could be relative issues.
Coworkers.
And here we go. This is a little bit of politics, not necessarily a political campaign and how it's going to go and stuff like that. So ask about your pet, loved ones, stuff
or
like
passed
that.
Away pet even.
Yeah, passed away loved ones.
Horses talk to me.
So,
seriously,
big picture is there. You can ask any question that you can think of. Anyway, all right. Sunshine, the cards are just about down.
Yes, they are.
What do you got, Deb?
Who is her opponent? Is he the incumbent?
Right.
Yeah. Is It's a guy?
No, she isn't the incumbent. But,
the incumbent.
You know, there's Democratic and there is Republican. So for her seat, I don't think she'll have to run in the primaries. I think she'll have to run in the November election. That's how good it's looking for her, because on the Republican side, there's about 8 people that have to fight it out to the end. So she doesn't have to have that part to deal with. But overall, just getting her out there and getting her heard.
Yes. Okay. Yep. The cards say she needs to become very forceful with her, what do they call it?
Her agenda?
Her agenda.
Yeah.
When she's speaking to the public, come across very firm, very specific on things. There's one in the group that she's going to be up against of the contenders.
Oh, they had their primary.
There's
one man
there that could give her a run. There's one there that he's coming through. And he's kind of a smart ass, if you don't mind me saying so. He would love nothing better than to get her stuttering.
A lot of times that is one of the, when you have an incumbent, sometimes it's tough for the challenger, so they'll try to show their cage a little bit, kind of like throw some stuff out there, almost see that, because that's their tactic. They're desperate. Unseating the incumbent.
I think I know who you're talking about exactly.
Okay, well, that's good. Because
that's good. I'm glad.
Let's face it, an incumbent that is going, doing their thing, and they've done it before, it's hard to unseat them unless either they or you rattle their cage the right way.
Right.
Yeah, so. I understand, but the districts have been redrawn here in the state of Florida, so therefore that means that nobody is in the seat because it's a whole new district. So even if he was the incumbent before, he's not now.
Yeah, they do that so much. They redraw into that stuff. It's amazing.
They have a lot of talent, very gifted in her. Her manner.
Obviously.
Vote for her, just from what I'm seeing here in the cards.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much here else to say. You're doing everything right.
So they're on the right track. You don't see any major, the train's not going to derail at this point.
I'm not seeing anything like that.
So you guys are moving forward in a positive direction, basically.
But you had mentioned she might miss out on one election or something. Something about the next, in the
beginning. No, she's not going to have an issue with the primary at this point.
Okay.
Where the Republican side, they're all battling it out.
All right, good.
And then when they get to the November thing,
November is when they're battling it.
that's the real deal then, right.
Well, this man would love to get her where her slip is really shown. You know.
When you are an underdog, you got to do what you can do. Start taking Hail Marys, they start poking and pushing and being kind of almost nasty on the.
Well,
they can't be too nasty because people don't like that, but they try to get a little nasty.
He has to be a used car salesman, is what I see here, because football, you know. So I hope he doesn't.
Really? I mean, there's one or two politicians out there that are full of bull. Really? I'm shocked.
Wow.
Yes.
I am
totally
shocked.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't right and or what. She's good. She's awesome at what she does. And I don't think he's going to be able to mess with her much. I'm just saying, be aware. And the more aware, the more you change that future.
Yeah, when they redo all those, it does throw everything up in the air. Where you're unsure for the next. I hate when they redraw all that crap. But
well, they got it.
Yeah.
That's how it works when it comes to constituents. And all that stuff. It is what it is.
Well, I honor you able to work in that type of
cool. That's good.
Arena.
I mean, you figure 90% of the people that are involved, they're not doing it. They're not making money.
My question for you is, when are you going to run?
Yeah, are you next?
Good question. I am running.
You're running what? You mean like running with the wind, or what are you talking about?
Well, it's actually me and one of my coworkers or college classmates from years ago. We decided to run from different campaigns and different offices. So I'm running for a house, and she's running for Congress.
You know, I think that's fantastic. And the tools are literally answering a call that I saw in your car.
And it's a good experience, too.
It's going to be good, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you. Oh. I'm really happy to hear you say that.
To hear from you.
Well, you got a lot to bring to the table yourself. Yeah, good to hear from
good
you.
Good to hear from you. Hopefully you can keep us up. Now, once people tell us this thing, we start getting invested in them.
Yes.
I mean, obviously there's primary dates and then there's November election. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to be dead in between.
Right.
For,
in the meantime, if you have a question,
you have a question
of what transpired.
You see things that are like perplexing or something, you know.
Please.
Okay.
Great to hear. It's great to hear from you. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
You too, and thanks, you guys.
Oh, and you're so welcome.
She's in sunny Florida.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bye. Take care. Yes.
Hey.
So interesting. I threw that out there kind of as a curve because I saw in the cards she's really capable to be able to handle in
a lot of them, you know, everybody starts in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Caller, don't worry, caller. We're going to take you soon, and we're not going to cut you short because we have the power to extend the show a little bit. So you're good to go, and let's just go right to it. All right. Our next caller is from area code 630 in Illinois. 630.
Welcome to the show, Illinois. What's your first name?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am originally from Illinois, but I moved up to Wisconsin last October.
That's right.
Oh,
people take their area codes with them
right.
Now.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. Well,
okay,
where in Wisconsin, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in Lake Geneva.
Oh, I've been
that's
there.
Very, 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 very close to Illinois.
Yes, it's
yeah.
A very nice area.
Yeah, I went in Great Lakes. We went up there and had a lot of good time. Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, tell us. And what was your name again?
Okay, so my name is Dion.
Dion. Okay.
Okay, cool.
And you're a new caller, I think, aren't you?
Brand new. I tried to call in last week, but I don't remember what happened, and I didn't get to do it. And so then I'm like, oh, let me see if her show is on. And I was like, oh, 10 minutes left. I'm like, oh, I don't know. So I was lucky I got in.
Yeah. We're just glad that you called. And go ahead.
So you find us through Blog Talk, is that correct?
I did, yes.
Okay, that's cool. We do multiple shows during the week. Mondays you won't find the Psychic Love Doctor show. On Mondays we do News for the Soul, and our show is on at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Mondays. But the how to find us, and you can always follow us on Facebook if you're a Facebook for live updates and stuff.
And a Blog Talk allows people to find the show that they like, and then you'll get notification. So you may want to do that if you. We're going to be here tomorrow night, and we're going to be here again Saturday.
Right.
So,
and she doesn't make the Blog Talk post like weeks in advance. It's typically
right.
So you got to keep checking. But anyway, all right, that's great.
So. Tell us, please, what you would like us to, you know, look in the cards
for. Do you have
a
question specifically, or is there some area you'd like to get some insight on?
Okay, so I wrote a book last year, and I self-published it, and it just started taking off, like, recently. Like, it's been out a year, and I did sell some copies, but then now I have, like, a presence on social media. And so I wanted to find out if this is going to be a lucrative adventure for me.
Good question.
Oh, that's a great question.
That is great. I like those questions that are very specific like that.
And let me ask you, do you have thoughts about writing additional books?
I'm writing the sequel right now.
So we're talking fiction, correct?
No, it's nonfiction.
Oh, okay.
I wrote a memoir. Yeah.
Well, awesome then. You know, if it's taken off, sometimes it takes years sometimes for things to take off.
Oh, it's true. And I'm going to tell you, publishing has changed. You may know this already.
Oh, I bet she does.
But others out there may not. Publishing has changed tremendously.
In a good way.
Right.
In the old days, you had to type up a manuscript and mail it.
That's what I did in 2007.
Mail it in a big envelope.
And publishing picked it up that within 24 hours. It didn't come out until like maybe April of 2008.
Yeah, you know.
But
it
now
is,
with self-publishing, you have so many opportunities of places to offer your book, and, you know, to partnership like with Amazon or Noble.
And once you, like you said, your current work, well, not your current work, that you have published is taking off, that gives you more leeway than may possibly on your next one. You can get a more prestigious publishing company to get involved.
Well, and here's the kicker.
And they do lots of self-promotion.
In all of this, is that producers out there are hungry for new content. They scour even self-published books.
Well, they want to get the next new talent.
They do.
Before somebody else does.
And you could be discovered by a producer that would say, hey, this looks like something that we could turn into a really cool
movie, TV show. Internet series.
What happened with Shonda Rhimes, the lady that wrote Grey's Anatomy? I don't know if you're familiar.
I hit her up on her website.
Really?
Well, she knows where you're going.
Well, she just, for fun, sat down and wrote a script that turned into Grey's Anatomy, and her entire world changed.
Imagine that. Where's that show going?
Oh, like billions.
Gazillions of years.
So, yes, absolutely. You are on your way. I couldn't put it in better English for you.
So just keep on, keep on it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, Jim, look at all the hearts here.
So it's like basically if what you're doing is work, you probably shouldn't change what you're doing right now.
No, I think that she should continue with where her heart takes her.
Yeah, keep on doing exactly what you're doing, because obviously it's working. If now the first thing you put out now is starting to get big, sequel, then you should roll with that sequel with the same mentality.
Yeah, and I've never dipped into fiction at all. I have had writers that have arranged readings with me for me to go over their list of characters to see if they're written enough.
Wow, that's pretty in-depth.
It is. And
that wasn't a free reading because they need a lot of time.
No,
I think, that is very intense.
We did tweak some. And there were some that she threw over the top. I mean, it's just amazing to me, even after all these
years. Well, and they can go to you, and they don't have to worry about you trying to steal anything because you're not a competitor like that, right? You're not that would steal.
I've got to tell you, this phone call and reading is a confirmation to you that you are definitely on your way.
Good. You know, everybody's got to get their start, you know.
Yeah, and any name you run into, remember,
jealousy.
Even bad publicity is still good publicity. So,
yeah, you're right. If people are haters because they're jealous and they're like, oh, my God, I've been so what do you think you're doing now with this? You know, who are you in this field?
Okay. And they may criticize how it came to you so easily, but they don't know the blood, sweat, and tears that you put into that in the process of writing. Yep, that's for
sure.
So I hope that you will call us again. You're not a newcomer any longer.
That's true that.
So keep up on things with you. We'd love that.
I sure will. It was such a pleasure to get that reading from you and to speak
Thank
with both
you.
Of you. And I really appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of your show.
Right.
Oh,
and,
well,
and
thank you.
Taking it to the end. And we made sure that we got your reading. It to be safe because, you know, we don't want to screw anybody over and chop them up. Like I said, you know how to find us on Blog Talk and on Facebook. You can follow on the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Yeah.
Go to Facebook and you'll get notified multiple live
shows when
if you're a Facebook person. Not everybody is.
But you just keep charging ahead there, girl.
Keep on, keep on it.
There's going to be quite a nice amount of profit coming to you. Very nice. And I wouldn't count fame either. So watch and see.
You think I'll become famous?
She sees the possibility.
The potential
There's potential.
Definitely there. first thing I flashed on was a sit down with Oprah. You know?
Or something. You know,
really?
something similar.
Yeah.
So there's potential there.
Oh, yes. And keep your ideas close to your chest, like poker.
Yeah, watch out for those that might seem like friends that want to be thieves
in
the night.
Steal what you've got.
They might want to pickpocket you.
And not just like friends.
Really?
When I say friends, I didn't mean friends. It might be newcomers that come along and say, oh, I'm a colleague. Yeah, watch out for that crap.
Yeah, just keep it close to your chest.
Yep. You want to have a stab-proof vest in your back.
So we would love to hear from you. Definitely. Yes.
And definitely follow up. Yeah.
Before you go, would you like to tell the audience the title of your book?
And how they can get it?
All right.
The name of my book is called Shattered Windows, and I published it under my author name, Stella Rose, and it's available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Target.com, Walmart.com, and my website, ShatteredWindowsMemoir.com.
Wow.
It's a story about,
your life. It's nonfiction. It's nonfiction. It's your.
Yeah, I was a mafia whistleblower.
Oh, that's gonna be a movie. I just the hairs on my arms just stand right up.
I mean, that's always good stuff. It's always good juicy stuff that people love.
All right, hon, you gotta call us back.
That's right.
I will call you back. I promise. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Oh, yeah, we love our fans, our regulars. Yeah. But we also love new ones, too, because interesting things to the table.
So welcome aboard and get ready for some success.
Welcome in.
Yep. So take care. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
We'll do our best.
The first weekend of June is upon us.
Oh, man. Yep. We've had some really good calls.
I got 280. I'm sorry I have to start. I put somebody down.
Oh, Alexander?
Yeah.
It's a bad boy. Yeah, don't answer that.
But look at this. It's not do my thing. See that?
But we're quitting, so.
I don't like that. Look at this.
Folks, don't respond to these.
Some kind of software thing going here to defeat that. They suck.
Don't you have a way to turn them in?
There it is. Okay. See, I got there in time. All right, go ahead. You can keep talking just for a second or two while
right. Remember, these are overflow shows. I always get that back.
Because we are
on newsfeed.com on Mondays, but we sometimes just can't get to everybody. And so we started coming together during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Fluctuates.
We got, what do you want to do? You want to try and do that?
Which one is it? Yeah, we're going to do one.
Okay, we're going to do one. We extended the show already. So let's see who we can get. I haven't turned them on yet, Deb. So. All right, Luna just came in. Hi, Luna. We're going to take one more caller.
Okay.
They rolled in. It's from area code 678, which is in the Peach State, Georgia, I believe. 678, you are going to be our last caller.
Hi, welcome to the show.
It's
What's
me.
Your name? Who is this?
Hi, I made it. It's Jalen Pennington.
Oh, she was on here.
Jaylen. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's right. She was on here a long time ago talking to us on Facebook Live. Awesomeness.
Right, I was.
I like it.
Thank you.
Hey, well, tell us what you'd like a reading on.
Yeah, what you want to know?
Okay. So the last time I spoke to you, I was telling you about a job I had recently started, and I was really excited about it. However, I've been there, and there's a lot of internal gossiping among the two groups. And I feel so stuck in the middle because I need to be trained by both groups.
Sucks.
And now I'm concerned about what my future is in the area, if I'm going to be trained or what's going to happen to me, because I really want to stay out of it, but get the training I need so that I can move on.
Well, vesting is likely to become switched between the two groups here. You know, and it's a difficult position. And remember, gossip to you, they're gossiping about you too. You know, so you don't want to give them too much, what would you call it? Too much material, I guess, for the rumor.
I'm not with you right now. I'm here.
Oh, you still having problems?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking to somebody on Facebook.
Do you like your job?
I do like it from what I know of it right now. I still have a lot to learn, and that makes it difficult for me because, you know, I like to be myself and I like to get along with everyone. And so it's just making me more guarded because I don't know who to trust.
Right.
No, she doesn't know about this campaign and who's other crap she doesn't want to deal with. Right. Yep.
I hear you.
Right, right.
She wants to do her job. Don't
want
to deal with crap.
Just what your cards are saying is do not engage in any of that, you know, discussing.
So try to stay Switzerland and still get training, which is going to be hard because she's kind of pushing back.
Stroke them a little, like, gee, I love how you look today.
You can be kind of nice to each side and don't pick a side. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's
be a politician.
Yeah, you got to be a politician, exactly. Do that.
Okay.
Because you need both sides to help train you. You could be nice to both sides, but you can also not pick a side. So good luck.
And
that
is kind of like being the non-drinker in a group of drinkers.
It is.
They're all good-time Charlies, and to have a non-drinker, they're kind of going to want to not take her out of the loop as far as the rumors go. Because
she's not
participating.
But she's not one of the boys in the boys' club. It could be a girl's club. I'm just saying the typical phrase is boys club.
Right.
I see this can turn out really good for you. And that's your end game in all of this.
And that's what she wants it to be.
Right.
Yeah. She wants to learn and thrive at it, but she doesn't want the political crap.
We actually get
a lot of
Oh, God. Yeah. Race is so stupid in some of these places.
I know.
It's ridiculous. It's like Jesus. Like these people have nothing better to do than start all. It's like, you know what? How about just doing your damn job instead of all this rumor mill crap?
Right.
Women.
She knows. I'm preaching to the choir. It's not just women. No.
Men at your that'll gossip.
I mean, it's same different. Men like to gossip, but they don't like to gossip and choose sides. We just like to laugh. At you hear what she did? We just laugh about it. We're not trying to pick and choose.
I'm not seeing them having any ill will towards you at all. Just that you're not a part of the gang.
She's probably feeling her out as well as she's feeling them out. Right.
Yeah, and do you have a man in your life, hon?
I do.
You do?
What do you see about that?
Yes, she's got a man, but there's another man that's madly in love with you.
Interesting. Has she met him, or aren't you sure yet?
He doesn't know anything.
So he's outside looking in.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
But no.
You know, throw you that just as a little.
Just out there. I mean, with her card reading, it may come to pass or not come to pass.
I don't know. He doesn't know whether he should make any advance.
So he's just very cautious at this point?
Well, he shouldn't. He shouldn't make any advances. He needs to stay put.
I thought it would be good to tell so that if you find a man who's being very friendly or
a little flirtatious, but more than normal.
Yeah, and I find you guys often have an agenda.
A lot of times workplace or in social events, people are flirtatious, but it doesn't mean there's an end game. It's just the way they are.
Right.
Sometimes you can tell somebody's a little extra flirtatious, then you know, oh.
And for her to know that his friendliness is coming with a kind of a price.
Yeah, there's an end game, right? Yeah. Not just for fun.
That's right. Then she can be kind of cool.
Yeah, some people just flirt for fun, and some people actually have an agenda.
And man crazy about you.
Oh, I'm like,
I see such a soulmate connection here for the two.
That's why I kind of got what you said. Oh, that guy better not. Yep.
So I didn't want the other guy to be running any interference.
Well, and that's why she kind of said he should not. Yeah.
You
can kick rocks, the other man.
Yep. keep on them. Go
and,
down the highway,
and
buddy.
And your job, just horse with blinders on, get your training.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody.
Put the blinders on and try to ignore their little agendas because you don't need it.
Yeah, and I guess there could be some very, what would you call them, like good ways to off-put these people if they said, oh, did you know about this Janie? There's sharing. You could say, I don't even know who she
is.
I'm
a new person.
Yeah.
I got so much to learn. Yeah. I can't focus on gossip. I'm sorry. 1 year from now or something
good.
When I feel comfortable, we can
right.
talk about non-work shit.
But you're
going
to be
use that because that's great.
And you're going to be moving up. About I remember when you called before, you had some worries about learning everything.
Right.
Yeah,
oh my God,
I remember.
You have a good memory.
Well,
it's random. Well, she has a better one. I'm random.
When it comes to readings, I almost have a photographic memory.
Yeah, because she's been doing it her whole life. So, it wouldn't make sense.
I do remember that. But just don't overwhelm yourself one thing at a time. And you're going to master it all. And you will be chosen to move up in the hierarchy of this business. You watch.
Okay, real quick.
Oh, thank you.
National shout out to Jill from the UK.
Jill from the UK.
Wished us well. She wished us well and hoped we're doing okay.
All right.
Hi, Jill from the UK.
Oh, look at that. International shout out to one of our fellow.
That's very nice.
Yeah, that is cool.
Please check in with us when you can.
Indeed.
Let us know
how
you're going. And
for
if you have a concern about, if you have a concern about a certain coworker, we can look. It's like we can unzip their head and look right inside.
And she found us on Facebook, so that she can follow the page and get notified anytime we go live. Because we go live a lot, and it's not all. There's some days we for sure go live on, and other days we just randomly, hey, we're going live today.
Yeah.
Screw it.
Like today, we said, it's National Rotisserie Chicken Day. We're going live.
It's like, leave the early National Day. Let's just have a freaking show.
I think we just enjoy it so much.
Yeah, it's like it's good to be spontaneous.
So please have a wonderful weekend, and we'll look forward to hearing
Thank
from
you. Thank you, guys, too.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Well, and we hope we could talk to you again soon.
Absolutely.
You too. Have a good night.
Now, all right, good night.
Good night.
We have to now start saying good night to all of you.
Yes, we have to. All good things must come. Otherwise, my work won't be happy with me tomorrow morning.
No.
Tomorrow's Friday, not Saturday.
He's an engineer by day. Engineer.
An engineer.
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 And then he likes to be part of the Love Doctor team. So.
And then Facebook.